All right, so here we go. Taking a look at some motivation. I promised you that we would have that as part of the mix today. So here we go. I want you to hear from someone who is really making some big, big moves, particularly in the world of investing. We're talking about Vice Chairman and Managing Director at Morgan Stanley, Ms. Carla Harris. Let's get some tips from her.
And I will tell you, ladies, that there, and gentlemen, a few great gentlemen in the room, I will tell you that there's not a question that you can ask me about your professional life where I cannot give you a prescriptive answer. And if you don't believe me, try me. So the one pearl that I want to leave you with is one of the most important things that I've written about in my two books, Expect to Win and Strategize to Win. And it's this concept around currency. There are two types of currency in any environment, performance currency and relationship currency. But I want you to think to yourself that a dollar is not a dollar is not a dollar. Performance currency is worth about $1.50 very early on in your career. And performance currency, it will do three things for you. Number one, early on in your career or early on in any new environment, it will get you noticed. It will create a reputation for you. Number two, early on in your career, early on in any new environment, it will get you paid and promoted. And number three, it may even attract a sponsor. And as you all know, a sponsor is the most important relationship that you can have in your professional career. Because unlike a mentor, the person that's a sponsor is the person that's carrying your paper into the room. This is the person that behind closed doors will argue passionately on your behalf as to why you should get the promotion, why you should get the bonus, why you should get that next great assignment that will set you up for success. This is the person that is spending their valuable political and social capital on you. And if you have good performance currency in an environment, it raises your level of visibility such that a sponsor may be attracted to you. Now, frankly, ladies, that is the nirvana scenario. And for many of us in this room, that does not happen. So sometimes you have to exercise your power and ask for a sponsor. And if you have good performance currency in an environment, it raises your level of visibility such that when you exercise your power to ask for a sponsor, it heightens the probability that that person will answer in the affirmative. Why? Because everybody loves a star. But here's the problem with performance currency. I said earlier that it was worth about $1.50. Over time, it starts to experience diminishing marginal returns. That $1.50 works its way right back down to a dollar. Why? Because now you have created a new standard of excellence. Everybody knows that you will do a great job. Everybody expects that you will always deliver. So there's no longer a premium associated with your deliverable. The currency that's now most important is the relationship currency. And relationship currency is worth about $2.25. It never experiences any diminishing marginal returns. And relationship currency is the currency that is generated by the investments that you make in the people in your environment. The investments that you make in the people in your environment. None of us work in a silo anymore. So at a minimum, you must have a relationship with every seat that touches your seat. If the only person that knows that you're doing a great job is your boss, then your ability to ascend in any environment will be vulnerable. Why? That person may leave the organization. They may lose their seat at the decision-making table, or they may lose their juice. So it's your job to make sure as many people as possible in that environment is aware of your outsized contribution. Here's two reasons why relationship currency is so important. Your ability to ascend will be a function of somebody's judgment. Judgment about whether or not you're ready. Judgment about whether or not the team will follow you. And judgment about whether or not you will ultimately be successful. And ladies and gentlemen, judgments are directly influenced by relationships. And if you aren't with me yet, let me give you my last piece of evidence. Everybody in this room has power. Everybody has power. Hard-earned, personal, influential currency. But I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, how many people in this room will use their hard-earned, personal, influential currency on somebody that they do not know? Exactly. So remind yourself that your inability to ascend will rarely, if ever, be a function of whether or not somebody likes you, but it absolutely will be a function of whether or not somebody knows you. While your performance currency may get your name on the short list that's being discussed behind closed doors, when your name is called, if no one in that room can speak on your behalf, they simply go to the next name. And it has nothing to do with your ability to do the job, but everything to do with whether or not somebody knows you well enough to make a simple comment about you behind closed doors. Oh, Sheila Smith, yeah, she's a great pair of hands. Yeah, Sue Stewart, you know what? Clients love her, really good gal, think she could do the job, just that simple. As opposed to Sue Smith. Okay, Mark Robinson, just go to the next name. Because once you get more senior, ladies, it's not about the work. There is an assumption of equity once you get more senior. Oh, everybody's about the same. Everybody's pretty good. Now, you know as well as I do, there might be a lot of daylight between you and somebody else, but there's an assumption of equity at that level around experiences and capabilities. So what makes a difference is who knows you well enough to spend some currency on your behalf. And one of the reasons that I wrote about this, and I'm so excited about talking about this and other topics like this as an influencer, is because I kept asking myself the question, why do we have so much trouble getting that critical sponsor relationship that makes the difference? Because it's not about the intelligence, and it's not about the work ethic, but why can't we get that relationship where somebody will sponsor us? And I finally got to the conclusion that many of us in this room have trust issues. I knew I'd get some amens in here. And if somebody has done something that has crossed your line, you simply shut down and say, I'm going to do my job. They're not going to maybe say anything about my job, but I'm not going to do all that engaging. I'm just going to do my job. And the problem with that is that you hold back that piece of you that somebody needs in order to get to know you that will give them the comfort in sponsoring you. So I realize that so many people don't have the language, Lauren, and they don't have the tools to maximize their success. They have the intelligence, they have the pedigree, they have the experience, they have the degrees, but they don't have the tools and the language. And that's one of the things that I think is my special gift, and I want to be able to help people so that they can maximize their success, either in the seat that they're in or the seat that they aspire to sit in. So I'll stop there and see if you want to try me.
Wow. Talk about heavy duty. Performance currency, relationship currency. Had you thought about those differences? Performance currency, relationship currency. And she said the performance currency will take you some places. It'll get you some places, but she said it has diminishing returns. At some point, relationship currency needs to kick in order to get you to the next level. Relationship currency, where you are investing in people, number one, and secondly, where you're aware of the fact that decisions are going to be made about you based on judgments. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, based on judgments. All about the relationships. Well, what do you think? Something that you need to be putting into thought? Something that you really need to give some serious consideration to? Carla Harris. Performance currency, relationship currency. Both need to be cultivated. Need to know the language. Need to let people get to know you. Not enough to just go to work, do a good job, and that's it. That's imperative, but that alone is not enough. You need to be letting someone else on that job get to know you. And remember what she said too, it is not enough for your boss to be the only one who knows about your value. And you need to make sure people know about your value. Not that you're trying to boast, but people need to be aware of what's going on. And they're not always going to seek the information out themselves. Sometimes you need to tell them, hey, this is what's going on now. Hey, this is what's happening with regards to the project that I'm working on. What do you think about it? And hey, see what happens. All right. Be back in just a few.